Boys Guide to the Galaxy podcast. The official podcast of GalacticVoyage.com. We talk about Star Wars.
Fanboy style.
You've taken your first step into a larger world.
Fanboy's Guide to the Galaxy. This is our eighth episode. I am Eric Boggs, and then this is Ryan Zasso.
Hey there.
And we're going to be covering some Celebration 5 news and video game news.
Stop that ship! Blast him!
Yahoo!
It's a trap!
I got him!
That thing's operational! R2!
Step into a larger world.
John Stewart. Okay, let me start this over, the John Stewart thing.
Go for it.
A few weeks ago, it was announced that George Lucas would be going to Celebration 5, and a few days ago, I believe it was June 17th, it was announced on StarWars.com that John Stewart would be interviewing George Lucas at Celebration 5. This is the main event at Celebration 5, so.
It sounds like a lot of fun, and they also have a bunch of other stuff that they're going to be having at that main event. They have it all listed on StarWars.com.
You can send in questions to John Stewart to ask George Lucas, so. You should do that.
You can find that link on StarWars.com as well. Send your emails and commentaries to galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com.
Trying to reach Lando Calrissian.
Ichuta. Okay, so if you've been watching E3 coverage, then you obviously seen this trailer, but or even if you haven't, you probably seen this trailer. it's the newest Old Republic trailer, and it is awesome, amazing, incredible, and it's based on Alderaan, and has a bunch of Republic troopers fighting a bunch of Sith. Sith troopers and Sith and good stuff like that.
Yeah, it's really great to see Alderaan, the environment, to get in more detail of the Alderaan environment and stuff.
Because didn't we see it at the end of episode 3?
Yeah, it's like all we saw of it.
Like I was saying before in the last episode, it's the same formula as the Deceive trailer to me. You know, a bunch of Republic guys there's an ambush somewhere, and they're fighting Sith, and then one Sith is just owning a bunch of Republic guys, and then a Jedi comes in.
There's two major differences, though. In the first trailer, it was all Jedi and Sith. Well, there's that one bounty hunter, but...
I did see a couple of Republic troopers. Remember in the beginning?
Oh, yeah.
The Deceive trailer? There
wasn't much fighting between the Sith and the Republic troopers in the Deceive trailer. But in this trailer, it's pretty much all Republic troopers against an army of Sith, and then one Jedi.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's a bit of a different outcome on this trailer, and the Jedis, they actually win this time.
Weird that the Republic troopers win this time against the Sith, but the Jedi didn't win the last time.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe because the Republic had... You know, they had the element of surprise on their side.
Yeah.
In this one, where the Sith had more of the element of surprise on the Jedi's in the Deceive trailer.
Yeah, the details on this one are pretty awesome too.
Mm-hmm, definitely, and especially that effect where the Jedi is deflecting the lightsaber from the Sith.
Yeah.
Like with her hand.
What I didn't get, though, was that one part when the Sith was deflecting, like, the turbo lasers, like the huge ones that most of the time that Jedi or Sith cannot deflect, that a lightsaber can't block.
Well, I had to watch it again, because I didn't catch that.
For centuries, Alderaan stood as a beacon of hope in the Republic. But the Empire came. And with one savage strike, brought Alderaan to her knees. time is running out, as few are left to face the enemy. For those that remain, there is but one choice. We must fight to victory or death for the Republic!
Okay, and also on StarWars.com, they had some more Old Republic stuff, and it's actually showing gameplay. They have combat, and they showed some more of Korriban. And they just kind of had an overview. So there's three different videos on there. I think they're all from G4TV.com, but they're all on StarWars.com, which is better, you know.
Why agree at G4 and you can go to Star Wars?
Exactly. And probably the best video in this is the combat demo.
Yeah. The first video pretty much just explains the overall stories and characters and all that. And then
the last one is more, it shows just some more of Korriban, which we saw in the that Sith Warrior trailer. So
yep. But they are all 5 minutes long, so we aren't gonna play them on our show.
Yeah. So, check them out on StarWars.com, and, they're pretty cool.
There's another video game update for the LEGO Star Wars 3 Clone Wars game. There's a new trailer for that. It's actually the very first trailer, and it's actually really awesome, I think, because it starts out with clips from the very first season, and then it shows not the very first season, from the first games, the original LEGO Star Wars games.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I meant.
Yep.
But it has the actual Clone Wars clips, or
I know what you mean.
Has Lair of Grievous episode. It shows that.
It shows this creature. Gore, I think it's Gore. You're fighting that, and that's pretty cool.
And then it also has Yoda.
Yeah. So you're definitely gonna be seeing maybe each level is a different episode of the Clone Wars.
Yep, and also in the LEGO Star Wars 3 Clone Wars trailer, you get to see the characters Obi-Wan, Anakin, and Ahsoka. Ahsoka's kind of blocky. I kind of made her like she was fat. I don't know why.
It's probably because in the TV show she's a lot thinner than most of the other characters, are like smaller or something. And in this, everyone's the same size. So
yeah, in this game, it looks like the characters are more like lifelike than in the first two LEGO Star Wars games. I don't really get it, since this is the cartoon. They look more, I don't know, real.
Yeah.
But the Clone Wars was nominated for a Teen Choice Award as well.
Mm-hmm. You have to be like 13 through 19 to vote, I think. So, if you're within that age, make sure that you vote for them. And they're in the TV Animated Show Award.
They really need our support to win.
Mm-hmm.
You can vote every day.
Yeah. And they're definitely worthy of winning, so.
Family Guy is good for a laugh. Clone Wars has actual stories, so vote for that.
That's your show for this week. I know it's kind of short, but, you know, we had a pretty long show last week. So, you can contact us at galaxyfanboy@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook. You can just look us up there, and then you find us. We need more fans on there. And then a big shout out to Andrew Loopy and Nathan Butler over at the EU Review. They recently did an interview with Fate of the Jedi author Christy Golden. And it's a great interview. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, well, that was your show for this week. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll see you next week. This podcast is not endorsed by Lucasfilm Limited or 20th Century Fox. It's intended for informational and entertainment purposes only. Star Wars, all names, sounds, and characters, or any other Star Wars-related items are the registered trademarks of Lucasfilm or their respective trademark or copyright holders.